Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the feast of the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. The presentation of the child Jesus in the temple and the significance needs to be understood by us today. We must first look at the world that Jesus came into and see the likeness of his world with our world. First, we look at Jesus' world. Israel was occupied by the Roman army. There was a cruel king called Herod. The scribes and the Pharisees had destroyed the religion of Moses and the Ten Commandments. The Sadducees were worldly-minded leaders. Mary and Joseph made the 10-kilometer journey to Jerusalem, where they went to the temple to present their firstborn to God. Their poverty is indicated by their choice of the sacrifices available for those too poor to afford the normal sacrifice, which was a lamb. They brought two young pigeons. Conditions in Israel at the time of Jesus' birth were very dismal. But it is encouraging to note, however, that even amid all the darkness and despair, God has always had some who were very devout people, such as Simeon and Anna. Simeon sensed a divine impulse to go to the temple at the precise day and hour, the very time when Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to the temple. He is one of a few who sees the wonder of what is happening. Jesus came to bring us and the world salvation. He came to the chosen people, the Jewish nation, but who had lost their way because of bad leadership. They were living under bondage to the pagan Roman armies. Jesus was a source of glory for the people of Israel. Simeon prophesied that Jesus was destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel and would be a sign spoken against. Simeon also foretold the personal anguish Mary would endure, revealing that Jesus' life would bring both blessings and sorrows. There was also Anna, a prophetess of great age and widowhood, who served God faithfully day and night in the temple. She never left the temple. She, too, recognized Jesus as the Redeemer, the baby Jesus, and shared this revelation with all who awaited Jerusalem's redemption. So that is the world Jesus came to. Now let's compare it with our world. We are like the people of Jesus' time. We are fearful, lost, and in darkness because of our troubles and challenges. We fear the hatred and gossip of an enemy, the thief in the night. We fear the bully in school or at work. We fear the unjust person in a public position in our society. We fear if a great disaster is going to happen to me, that there are times when we are not so lucky. In a more personal matter, we fear the sicknesses that cause our deaths. We fear old age that indicates the forecoming of our deaths. Who can alleviate all those fears? only a parent-like figure who cradles us like our mothers did when we were young and afraid of the night. Yes, it's easy to say that this parent-like figure is God, or the Lord, or Jesus. But then a lot of people get put off and say, ah, that is for the holy people who talk like this. However, if you think back in your lives, you will all have had some experiences of dangers, some disaster, some problem, some difficulty. And how did we get through it? Some may say, I prayed and God helped me. Others still again may say, it was just fate. Things happen and we are just lucky to get away from the danger. Yes, we can explain it away and never allow ourselves to contemplate that a greater force is looking after us. That is what is being said, especially in the second reading from Hebrews. And all through our history in the Christian faith, saints have shown us that they believed in Jesus and life ever after. Because sooner or later we will all face our deaths in whatever circumstances. But will it be with fear or with courage and conviction? I prefer to say with conviction and not with fear. The human condition without Jesus is meaningless. Because without Jesus there is only darkness, ignorance, fear, and slavery. Simeon and Anna are prime examples of individuals whose deep trust and openness allowed them to witness the glory of God in the baby Jesus. Simeon then says that he is prepared to die as he has seen the promise made to him by God fulfilled, namely that he wouldn't die before seeing the Messiah. So the presentation feast of today is a call to live life without fear. To imagine Jesus as our mother holding us in his powerful arms, especially in our troubled times. It's also a call to pray and worship him like Simeon and Anna did. It's also a call never to despair, but trust in God's plan, which is that he will never abandon us, as Mary and Joseph did. They completely trusted and contemplated all these things in their hearts. Please remember that there is no greater calamity or disaster than to face the final years of our lives or the final minutes of our lives without Christ and his salvation. So then, why not acknowledge our lack of faith and trust, our weakness, and repent of all this and all our sins, and invite Jesus into our hearts today? Be prepared to repeat the verse you memorized long ago, and I quote, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should never perish, but have eternal life." This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you all God's blessings today and, of course, for the coming week.